Good afternoon, Wrangell. This is Jamie Roberts from the Wrangell EOC with your Wednesday COVID update. First off, in the realm of finances, the city has posted 7 different Wrangell CARES Act grant funding programs for eligible businesses and nonprofits to receive some financial assistance. Please go to either wrangell.com or to wrangellcovid19.org for the applications. If you have questions regarding any of the applications, please email wrangell@wrangell.com. 2 of the applications, one for social service assistance and food assistance, expire on August 15th. We've been receiving lots of questions about travel, and so just want to kind of give a little rundown on some of the options for people traveling in from outside of Alaska. So when you travel into Wrangell from outside of Alaska, you have a responsibility to do your part to prevent the spread of COVID. And this can happen in 3 different ways. Your first option, and this is our recommended option, is that you can take a test prior to coming to Alaska. And that test needs to be done within 72 hours of departure. And you must be able to show your results when you arrive in Wrangell for that to count. So once you arrive in Wrangell, you're going to be given a voucher to take another test 7 to 14 days later. And while you're waiting to take that second test and also waiting for the results from that test, you need to minimize your interactions. And this means you can do things like pick up takeout via curbside delivery or go for a walk on the beach or your local trails. But you should avoid indoor areas, especially ones in which social distancing is challenging. So you might be asking, you know, why do you have to minimize your interactions if you've already taken a test? So even though you've already taken a test prior to beginning your travels to Alaska, there's still opportunities along the way to come into contact with the virus, either through the airport or while you're on the airplane. And we've seen, you know, that happen around the state, that that people are actually picking up the virus while they're en route to Alaska. So if you've contracted the virus en route to Alaska, by waiting that 7 to 14 days, it allows the virus time to build up within your body to the point where it would actually be detected on the second test. So your second option that you can take is to take a test when you arrive in Wrangell and then go into quarantine until you get your results back. So quarantine means that you need to stay in your quarantine location and you're only leaving to seek medical care. Now, once you get the results from your first test, you can come out of that strict quarantine, but you still need to minimize your interactions like we talked about in the previous option. So you need to minimize your interactions till you get the results from that second test. Remember, that second test is going to happen 7 to 14 days after you take the first initial test. And this is the option that creates a lot of confusion for people. We get a lot of questions about this one. And it's also the most, well, it's rather inconvenient because how long you stay in quarantine is dependent on how long it takes to get your test results. And this is one of the reasons why we strongly suggest using the test before you travel option. And your third option is just to do a 14-day quarantine and not have to take any tests whatsoever once you get to Wrangell. We are seeing that, you know, there's a delay in getting test results back. It's kind of common lately for test results to take 7 days or longer. If you have any questions about travel, please submit them to travel@wrangell.com. Next up is community testing. SEARCH continues to do community testing, free testing, no appointment necessary. It's for asymptomatic testing, and that's happening on the weekends. They have revised their testing hours, so now on Saturday and Sunday, they'll be testing from 11 to 3 starting this weekend, and that's at the clinic. Outside the clinic, you'll see a trailer out there, and you can just drive up and do your self-swab. They're also doing testing at the harbors for travelers coming in from out of state on Tuesday and Thursday from 10:15 to noon. And please note, again, that we are seeing delays in receiving testing results. The Department of Health and Social Services is asking Alaskans to shrink their social bubble if you have expanded it. Because people have increased their interactions, the contact tracing system is getting bogged down across the state, and public health isn't always able to contact individuals as quickly as they would like. And the concern there is that if people aren't contacted in a timely manner, they may be out and about unknowingly spreading COVID. So we can do our part by shrinking our social bubble and also making sure to keep track of who we've had close contact with. And lastly, I'll leave you with, there's going to be a governor's press briefing tonight at 5 p.m. And you can watch that live or watch a recording afterwards. And if you go to covid19.alaska.gov and scroll down to the COVID-19 news section, there's an option you can select live streamed press briefings, or you can also watch it via Facebook Live on the governor's page. Take care, Wrangell.